Thank you, Lisa and Renee. Welcome. Welcome to this time of Sabbath rest for us as we pause during our week. This is a gift to each of us as we go through our full and fruitful schedules to have this time to rest and to set our hearts and minds in alignment with our Creator and our Redeemer. On Tuesdays during January, we have gathered for Christian contemplative practice of Lectio Divina, or praying with Scripture. This method of prayer goes back to the early monastic tradition, where there weren't a whole lot of Bibles and not everybody could read. So the monks gathered daily in chapel to hear a member of the community read from the Scripture. In this exercise, they were taught and encouraged to listen with their hearts to what God might be speaking to them through the particular passage. Today, we'll be praying with a portion of Psalm 19. I'll read this text a total of four times, and each time I read it, I will give you some guidance on what to pay attention to as I read. First, I'll read the text aloud slowly twice. The purpose of these readings is for you to hear the text and to listen for a word or a phrase that captures your attention. As you recognize that word or phrase, focus your attention on that word and repeat it several times silently in your own mind. Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The heavens are telling the glory of God. The firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Next, I'll read the text again. This time, I invite you to focus your attention on how the word or phrase speaks to your life today. What does it mean for you today? How might God be speaking to you about your life through this word or phrase? The heavens are telling the glory of God. The firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I'll read the text one final time. This time I try to focus on what God is calling you to do or become. Experiencing God's presence changes us. It always calls us to something. During this final reading, pray silently about what God is calling you to do or to be. As a result of this experience with the text. Following the reading, we will observe an extended period of silence so that you have time to listen and pray. I'll close our practice by saying Amen, and then I will invite you to remain seated for our musical postlude. And then following that, we'll have refreshments in the back of the chapel. The heavens are telling the glory of God. And the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Amen.